Now, tomato farmers in the Upper East and West regions are facing difficulty marketing their produce. The situation is becoming disturbing and worrisome because buyers bypass them and buy from Burkina Faso. The president of the Ghana Agriculture Chamber of Commerce, Philip Abayari, says government has no excuse to abandon the Pualugu tomato factory to the disadvantage of farmers. He made some suggestions to address the problem in this interview with George Ankwa.
In the Upper East region, you have a factory that is sitting there which can process 500 tons of tomatoes a day. That means that the whole of tomato blood, they can take, 1 week to grind that tomatoes that is in the Upper East region and pack it, which can compete with what we are importing currently from China. As I speak to you, the tomato paste that we import into this country is about 75% cornstarch or cassava starch. I can vividly guarantee and put my hand in a fire for it. And then the rest of it is tomato paste, is about 20%. The rest is other dyes and etc. which makes it colorful like that. Now, to import that tomato from China into Ghana, it costs per ton $1,200 to bring a ton of tomato paste, which they are doing here and there. And the impunity of it is that those who are into processing are processing and using the ETLS of ECOWAS protocol, an imported product which have not got any component of local produce in it, and exporting to the ECOWAS country and taking advantage of the market. And our governments are just sitting there and watching.